96.0 Steve Beaver Scene and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Law enforcement sources have confirmed to CBS News that today's shooting in Kansas City is not terror-related, but possibly just the result of an argument that turned violent. This is the moment our CBS affiliate KCTV figured out sounds of fireworks were actually gunshots.
Guys, something's going on.
At least one person died in that shooting, and more than a dozen others were injured following the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory parade. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas.
I, like many others, ran and ran for safety. I saw a number of agencies, including the Kansas City Police Department, officers with guns drawn, who were running towards danger.
About a million people were at this event.
A group of people started running, and I got trampled on and lost my son for a few seconds. As you can imagine, that kind of scared me a little bit.
No Chiefs players or coaches were hurt. Police have two people in custody. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are handing Governor Evers his own legislative maps proposal to sign into law. Evers' maps bill passed the state legislature yesterday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Today is the end of a long, expensive journey for the taxpayers of Wisconsin. We don't need to have this lawsuit continue. We actually get to, by voting yes, say that we now stop.
If Evers signs the maps into law, it would effectively end the maps case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Absentee ballot envelopes that include a house number and street name will be accepted this year, even if they're missing a city, state, or zip code. The Wisconsin Elections Commission sent the word to local election clerks on Friday after a Dane County judge's ruling last month. The judge said the old rules were inconsistent. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 600 Rogan Shoes employees will soon get their paychecks from Evansville, Indiana, not Racine, Wisconsin. Shoe Carnival has acquired Rogan's at a price of $45 million. Rogan's was founded in Racine back in 1971, and their 28 Midwest stores will likely be rebranded. With the addition of Rogan's, Shoe Carnival now operates over 400 stores across 36 states. There will be a trial for a man charged in a New Year's Eve shooting at a Racine bar last year. 25-year-old Abdullah Rashada was bound over for trial today in connection with the 2023 homicide at Reruns Lounge. He's accused of shooting and killing 56-year-old Billy Petty. The shooting, which occurred on New Year's Day, also claimed the life of 66-year-old Avery Rerun Stewart, the bar's owner. Rashada is only charged in Petty's death. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose to the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home last night to the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year, the Miami Heat. The final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more. That's happened twice since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. After the game, Rivers telling reporters he thought the Bucks offensively were awful. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette is ranked fourth in the nation. And in Madison, Wisconsin snapping a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at the Kohl Center. The final, the Badgers 62-54 over the Buckeyes. Badgers head coach Greg Gard said his players had gone over that very situation in practice this week.
We did a little simulated game yesterday in practice and had almost the same scenario where it was about an 8-point game with X number of minutes to go. And, you know, I thought they hit some tough shots too.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Areas of rain tonight, some snow mixed late, and lows in the mid-30s. A rain and snow mix tomorrow morning, then some clearing for the afternoon and breezy. Highs into the mid-30s. On Friday, around 30 and a mostly cloudy sky. 30s for the weekend. Currently 40 degrees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Kripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Elmo. Thursday on the show, we have Doug Moe, author and columnist, on a brand new project on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Happy Valentine's Day. A happier, happy hour in special elections returns in the George Santos seat, the former George Santos seat. And apparently, Dom, in this perhaps a bellwether of what's going to come, the Democrat, Susie, S-U-O-Z-Z-I, beat the Republican. And this was about a 20-point swing in this district from the performance of 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Damn. 20-point swing. Yeah, I was watching the man in khakis last night. A little Steve Kornacki on the big board. Washington Post. Democrats see 2024 blueprint in New York election that's centered on immigration. You might not have known that. Let me give you a little of the coverage from the Post. Democrats today sought to capitalize on the decisive election victory in New York with party leaders freshly emboldened to challenge Republicans on immigration and reinforce their focus on abortion and MAGA extremism as they forge a blueprint to overcome President Biden's low approval ratings this fall. Democrat Tom Susie, S-U-O-Z-Z-I, won a special election for Congress in suburban New York on Tuesday, where he campaigned as a practical problem solver who would work with Republicans and said his party hadn't been tough enough on the southern border. His victory over a GOP challenger, Mazzy Phillip, flipped a seat once held by a disgraced former congressman, Dom's buddy, George Santos. It was the latest in a string of electoral victories for Democrats since they outperformed expectations in the 2022 midterms. Now, Dom, party leaders received more good news in a special election for a vacant state house seat in suburban Philadelphia. Democrat Jim, the Lord's testing me today, Dom. Prokopiak blew out the Republican opponent, Candace Cabanas, by 35 percentage points. 35 percentage points in an area where the party turnout is seen as key to determining presidential outcomes in battleground Pennsylvania. And the results provided some relief for Democrats reeling from the difficult stretch that included a new round of public polling showing that voters have acute concerns about Biden's age and that his job and the job he's doing, as well as a special counsel report, you know, Dom, that offered some unflattering views on the president's mental acuity. Many in the party cheered Tuesday's results. Susie was ahead of Philip by 8 points, with some votes still being tallied, and pointed to them as a roadmap for navigating a challenging electoral landscape. What say you, Dom?
Cody, one of the key takeaways from Susie demonstrated is that you don't run away from a contentious issue. You lean into it, then you double down and triple down on it. And that's exactly what he did on the issue of border security. He refused to allow the Republicans to define him on the issue, says Steve Israel, a former congressman from New York, who used to head the House Democratic campaign arm. He went on to say the fundamental lesson of the special election, Susie showed Democrats how you can meet voters where they are.
I hate that statement.
But the run-up to November, when Biden and former President Donald Trump are on course for a rematch, we'll see, and the balance of power in Congress is up for grabs, is strewn with obstacles for the party, some strategists and nonpartisan analysts said. Susie's win doesn't eliminate long-term concerns about Biden's age, and a key part of Susie's strategy involved distancing himself from the president and the National Democratic brand. Another quote, this from
David Wasserman. Well, that's just being smart. All politics are local, as they say, Dom. Of course, you don't want to run on a national platform in a Staten Island, New York special election, but please continue.
David Wasserman from the Cook Political Report. I do think it shows that suburban voters value competence, and Susie was the candidate they knew better and trusted to come up with solution, even as Biden's approval ratings are upside down virtually everywhere on the migrant crisis. The challenge for Biden is that voters don't see him as competent. Again, according to David Wasserman from the Cook Political Report, Republicans publicly downplayed the significance of the special election result. Of course they did. Even as some in the GOP worried that Trump and his furthest right figures in their party hurt them in the suburbs, they said the overall dynamics will be more favorable to them in the general election. With Trump turning out their less engaged voters, maybe, and Biden playing a larger role in the public conversation, GOP leaders argued that Susie, who had previously held the seat for 3 terms, was uniquely strong candidate against Philip, a relatively political newcomer. They predicted Democrats would fare worse in competitive races once Biden is at the top of the ticket. Let's get to the House Speaker, Mike Johnson. He dismissed the win. Here's what he said. That is in no way a bellwether of what's going to happen.
Yes, it is.
Fall, he told reporters.
Ding dong.
Johnson had said on January 18th fundraiser that the future of our Republican majority could rest on this race's outcome. Now, I've seen a lot of reporting recently of things that Speaker Mike Johnson has said, and then the exact opposite things that he has said about the same thing not so long after he said the first thing. So, yes, perhaps it is a bellwether. Democrats rallied around Susie's model, especially his posture on immigration, which also is one of the Democrats' toughest issues. Republicans believe border security would be their winning issue at a time when New York is facing massive influx of migrants. They had pointed to January polling showing that voters trusted Trump over Biden on the issue by more than 30 points. With immigration at the forefront of New York voters' minds, Susie called for stronger security at the border, but also maintained support for a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. He also pointed to House Republicans' refusal to take up the bipartisan border security bill, arguing that GOP lawmakers weren't serious about finding a solution. No, I don't believe they are. If you find a solution, you can't use it as a political club.
844-967-2789. Dom, additional coverage from the Post today. And we got to turn our attention back to the place where we started today.
Oh, we do have a couple of cuts from the newly elected congressman. Do you want to throw those out there, Nate, while we got them? I mean, let's stay on this topic just for a moment, loner folks. Bear with us. Let's hear what the victorious Democrat had to say. Play cut one, if you would, please.
We won this race. You won this race.
Yeah. Very excited.
I watched this in real time last night, because it's special election Tuesday. You know how I am, political junkie that junkie, I am. Man. And I might point out the fact that the Badger game was not on the boob tube last night. I don't care for the streaming only. I streamed the game on the Civic Media app last night, but go Badgers. They finally got back on the winning column. But I also watched the special election returns come in, Dom, because what else was I going to watch? So I turned on the MSNBC. I watched this in real time. And shortly after the speech began, almost immediately, protesters, Palestinian protesters in the room, and one young person, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, got pushed off the stage with a little force, kind of, bleh! And anyways, the candidate was very jovial. You know, he just won election, and he seemed to laugh it off. But, you know, if I was on the receiving end of the blunt force, I might be, you know, less jovial.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, protesting is protesting, and sometimes you get thrown off the stage if you protest. We do have a sound.
They do that at rock concerts too, don't they?
This is what I'm saying, man. You know what I mean?
It's not like heaven. It's not like special treatment. You go try to jump up by, you know, pick your rocker here, Eddie Vedder at a Pearl Jam concert. Your ass is getting chucked in the fourth row. You know they're going to toss you like Voss.
Let's play the specific sound regarding the protesters. If you would jump down to cut three, please, Nate.
What we just saw with the protest tonight, okay? There are divisions in our country where people can't even talk to each other. All they can do is yell and scream at each other. And that's not the answer to the problems we face in our country.
No yelling and screaming, Curdy. Finally, a cut from Congressman.
I'm always the reasonable one.
Yeah, always. The dirty tricks, they still won. Cut two, please, Nate.
Despite the dirty tricks, despite the vaunted Nassau County Republican machine, we won.
They won. They won by like what? 8-9 points? I mean, it was...
At certain points, he was about 15 points up in the column. What I heard Kornacki talk about the turnout and comparing the math to the prior vote totals for George Santos when he won. He was up by just less than 10 points at that time, but that was still a 20-point turn in the district from Republican to Democrat. So a big night for Team Blue last night. 844-967-2789. Mike from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I got a question about Voss. I really don't know what to do about him. Okay, I hated him being in office. Now, the Republicans want him out. So who have we got to go against him? So should I sign the thing for his recall or let the Republicans worry about it?
Well, Mike, I'd be down if you signed the recall effort against Robin Voss. Sure, why not? Doesn't cost you nothing. And then I would say I would encourage you probably to support his primary opponent, Adam Steen, whether that's in some sort of special recall or if it's in the partisan primary come August. But, you know, whatever it takes, let's just get him out.
So that's who's going to be running then.
Well, there'll be a Democrat, pardon me, I strongly suspect. There have been Democrats that have run against Voss, but, you know, due to, let's call it, the partisan gerrymandering of his district, you know, it wasn't really a fair fight up until now. So we'll see if he gets a fair fight.
Okay, but Republicans are going to be running against Voss, he's going to be worse than Voss.
Well, that person would have no power. Robin Voss is the current Speaker of the Assembly. You take out the Speaker and you replace him with a neophyte on the back bench. I'm not worried about the reign of Adam Steen. Let's just get rid of Voss. Come back with us. That's my strategy, Mike. You can take it or leave it. But let's take him out. For whom the bell tolls, I hope it's you, Robin Voss.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
For listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, while I certainly took note of the direction you'd like to go, I'm going to audible. Washington Post has coverage of the local issue where we started the show and the question whether or not Governor Tony Evers should veto the legislative maps passed by Republicans through the state legislature. And they're saying, Tony, you said these are your maps, except I have laid out a very malfeasant plan that I suspect might be exactly what Robin Voss and these Republicans have in mind.
A compelling argument, Curdy. I got to tell you.
I make nothing but compelling arguments here.
Well, yeah.
But here it is, in brief, a recap. If Tony Evers were to sign off on this, A, he may close the avenue for recasting the congressional maps, the Mark Elias lawsuit on behalf of Democrats, and B, he may open a path for Republicans. It wouldn't have to be the legislative Republicans. They could say, wasn't our fault, but look, our friends at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, Rick Essenberg and the boys and girls over there, why they've taken up the very issue of these maps to the federal courts, maybe running off to Diane Sykes district, the Western, I believe the 7th. And why would they do that? Because they can, and because they could theoretically jam up the implementation. And while this is a state constitutional issue in its current form, that's what the 4-3 block of the Wisconsin Supreme Court found. If Evers signs off, how do you account for the special election that they're going to have to hold for Lena Taylor's senatorial district in Milwaukee? That opens the gate for the federal lawsuit. This appointment, this judicial appointment of Lena Taylor, may have opened the door for the Republicans to say, Tony, sign your maps. And if he does, if he takes their bait, he could find that we are all screwed because that doesn't actually implement the maps. That just gives them rationale to run to the federal courts.
Well, now I know like Democrat Mark Spreitzer, a state senator from Wisconsin, mentioned that this delay on the maps, that the Evers maps that Republicans eventually came around to passing, wouldn't be implemented until the fall. But of course, Tony, Robin Voss is in the midst of a recall effort right now, right?
Yeah, Mike from Racine's got a quandary. Do I sign the recall petition of Robin Voss? Yes. Do it.
So
why not?
But it could not only just be Lena Taylor's, but I mean, you could see, you could have a situation where Robin Voss is also have to have an election.
Special. Yes. Special Something election. Out yes. of the normal August and November timeframes for partisan primary and then a fall election. It opens the door to litigation. Over at the Washington Post, Philip Bump says, in a divided state, the legislature is supposed to be up for grabs. What they've done is they've kind of pointed out how poorly this has worked in the past. Not new news, but stick with us for a minute longer. Wisconsin is one of the most deeply politically divided states in the country. That's reflected most obviously in the state's presidential voting. The margin for the winning candidate has been fewer than 25,000 votes in four of the last six elections. In the past two, it was central to determining the winner of the electoral vote. You think 2024 will be different, Dom? I don't think it will. I still think this state's going to be a coin flip. Yet, over the same period, the state legislature has been solidly Republican. In September, we, the Washington Post, explored the pattern in voting for the state assembly and Senate in the past four cycles, finding that Republicans have consistently wound up with a higher percentage of seats in each chamber than they have in the statewide vote for their party's candidates. Now, they did put some graphs out here, Dom, but graphs don't play well on the radio, so I'll keep reading. Most notable is the difference between the 2016 and 2018 in the assembly. In 2016, here in the state of Wisconsin, folks, Republicans won 52% of the statewide vote and 64 of 99 seats in the assembly. 52% of the vote earns you 2/3 of the seats in the assembly. 2 years later, ooh, it was a down year for Republicans. They only got 45% of the vote. But they got a 2/3 assembly majority, damn near. 63 assembly seats. They were off 10%, 7% in the popular vote, and they lost one assembly seat. You see where it seems a little partisan and gerrymandered-ish? Now, the occasion for exploring this data last year was the election of Janet Protasiewicz to the state Supreme Court. Protasiewicz, a liberal jurist, won a surprisingly easy contest. Well, she had the backing of the devil's advocates. We weren't surprised. Giving liberals a majority on the court. That meant it was very likely that the gerrymandered legislative boundaries that had given Republicans the bulwark shown were at risk. Protasiewicz had controversially spoken out against the existing lines before the election. And as was predicted, the existing districts were thrown out. Tuesday's replacement maps proposed by Governor Tony Evers were approved by the Republican majorities in both chambers of the state legislature. It was a concession, not born of enthusiasm. Crudy says it's born of malfeasance, but Philip Bump writes, it was a concession not born of enthusiasm about Evers' proposal, but instead out of fear about even less favorable maps that might be created by the court. And the Speaker of the State Assembly, Robin Voss, reluctantly told reporters that Evers had won a huge win today. I don't believe him, Dom. I think he's lying. I think he knows that they intend to challenge these maps, even if signed by the governor. That's the dirty trick. But Philip Bump writes, why? Because with the new maps, the legislature will be up for grabs.
Crudy, Philip Bump goes on. This is a telling comment. There was no question that the legislature was not up for grabs previously, as the chart shows, but that's not really something legislators would usually trumpet. The lack of competitiveness can be reinforced with a slightly different visualization. A fair system of allocating legislative power, we'd expect that there'd be some deviation between the votes and the seats held, but we'd also expect the deviation would advantage different parties at different times. Instead, Republicans always earned disproportionately more seats in the Assembly and Senate since 2016. Always, Crudy, always. Thanks to the district lines that are being used, the legislature is not in play. It was orchestrated so the GOP essentially couldn't lose its majority power. Now it can. As Bump concludes, it's understandable that Voss wouldn't be thrilled about it, but it is unquestionably what we should expect from voting in a state that flips between red and blue at the presidential level, a legislature that flips between red and blue on occasion, too. And while Philip Bump, I'm down. I mean, on the surface, I agree with your analysis, but it's deeper than that. As Crudy has articulated and agrees with Dom, man, this doesn't matter about the maps. It's about the process. It's about gumming up the works and allowing them, the Republicans, to retain the gerrymandered majority, the worst political gerrymander in the history of the world, as far as I'm concerned. That's what this is about. So they want Tony Evers to sign these maps. We are encouraging our audience and Tony Evers. Don't do it, Tony. Don't do it.
Veto the maps, Tony. We've given you permission. You got both the Dom and Crude permissions now. The devil's advocate's Bump if you needed it.
All you need, baby.
Call the governor. Probably close for the day. Might have gone home. Probably listening to us in the car. But his number, 608-266-1212. Our number, 844-96-PARTY.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media?
Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill to cut Wisconsin income taxes by $2 billion is headed to the governor after final approval in the legislature yesterday. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says Governor Evers should veto it.
The GOP's tax proposals in a matter of years would drain our state's surplus and plunge Wisconsin into a fiscal deficit. Not only that, but the bills clearly benefit the wealthiest Wisconsinites.
Republicans say the state surplus should go back to the taxpayers. Children as young as 14 could work without a permit in Wisconsin under a bill that passed the legislature yesterday. The new requirements passed along party lines. More than a dozen other states have removed work permit requirements for teenagers to address the worker shortage. The bill now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. This month, Linda Sue LaRoche will appear in court to attempt to have her conviction for homicide overturned. She was found guilty of homicide and concealing a corpse in relation to Peggy Lynn Johnson Schrader's 1999 death in Racine County. She's claiming that her attorneys were incompetent during her trial. The body of the victim was found in a Raymond cornfield and went unidentified for decades. There's a motion hearing at the end of this month. Off-road safety is important. Melissa Kay has more.
With temperatures being warmer than usual, the DNR warns ATV/UTV drivers to be careful on trails. Changing conditions, including rain, snowmelt, and freezing fog, make surfaces slippery. This is especially true on roadways. The tire traction on off-road vehicles is designed for dirt tracks and overland trails. The tread will cause them to handle differently on wet or frozen winter roads.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Norma Rae would be proud. Deadline.com reports that workers at Disneyland who are not unionized have decided to try to join Actors Equity. The alliance makes sense given that these are the park employees who wear the costumes and are the most visible in the Magic Kingdom. The same employees at Disney World and Florida have been unionized for decades. The workers are calling themselves Magic United and are hoping to be recognized by the company, but said they aren't afraid to wear their costumes to the negotiating table. Alicia Keys fans took to social media to debate whether or not her voice crack on the song If I Ain't Got You Baby during the Super Bowl halftime show was edited out of the performance before it was posted on the NFL's YouTube channel. In a related story, Janet Jackson's boob was quoted as saying, "Seriously?" For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Areas of rain tonight, some snow mixed late, and lows in the mid-30s. A rain and snow mix tomorrow morning, then some clearing for the afternoon and breezy. Highs into the mid-30s. On Friday, around 30 and a mostly cloudy sky. 30s for the weekend. It's 39 right now.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day edition of Valentine's edition, a happier happy hour rolling through it. Your calls, they're always welcome here. 844-967-2789. Dom, I got a little distracted by the backyard politics, but you did share with me the special counsel today asked the Supreme Court to allow Trump's DC trial to proceed. It's the only one I really, really care about, Dom. Although tomorrow, apparently super duper Trump trial Thursday, there is a hearing that he intends to appear at in Georgia about the potential misconduct of the prosecutor, Fannie Willis, and her alleged boyfriend. And then there's another one in the fraud trial. And by Friday, Engoron could drop a verdict. But back to the special counselor. Washington Post reporting, special counsel Jack Smith asked the Supreme Court, they're the law of the land, to clear the way for the prosecution of Donald Trump for his efforts to remain in office after losing the 2020 election, pushing back against the former president's claim he should be shielded from standing trial as he again seeks the White House. In a filing Wednesday evening, Smith's office urged the justices to uphold a unanimous ruling from the influential U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit that rejected Trump's sweeping claims of immunity from prosecution for actions he took as president. The Supreme Court's response will have significant impact on whether and when Trump goes to trial in D.C., where the presiding judge has already postponed a planned March 4th start date. That one stinks, Dom. Mm-hmm. Federal prosecutors told the justices that Trump's alleged criminal scheme to overturn an election and thwart the peaceful transfer of power to his successor should be the last place to recognize a novel form of absolute immunity from federal criminal law. Smith's office requested an expedited schedule for oral argument in March if the court decides to review the matter, rather than leaving the appeals court ruling in place. Further delaying the trial, the office said, threatens the public interest in a speedy and fair verdict, particularly in a case of unique, unique national importance, buddy.
The full quote here from NBC News, quote, delay in the resolution of these charges threatened to frustrate the public interest in a speedy and fair verdict, a compelling interest in every criminal case, and one that has unique national importance here. The case, he added, involves federal criminal charges against a former president for alleged criminal efforts to overturn the results of a presidential election, including through the use of official power. Smith said that if the court is inclined to grant Trump's request, it should immediately take the case up on an expedited schedule and issue a ruling as promptly as possible so that a trial can go ahead.
I'm sorry, momentarily distracted. I think I had a fudge hiccup or something.
If Trump's prosecution is allowed, then, quote, such prosecutions will recur and become increasingly common, ushering in a destructive cycle of recrimination, his lawyers wrote in their Supreme Court filing. So, Smith, yeah, go along. Speed it up. Don't do it, but if you do it, do it quick.
844-967-2789. Our pal, L.A. Tom from the leftist coast. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys, I'm good. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget it because corporations are not the government. We the people are. Second, I'm going to say it really slow so everyone gets it, but everyone call 608-266-1212. And leave a message to Evers to not sign his maps, but let the Wisconsin Supreme Court draw the maps. It's very, very important.
Now, Tom, why do you think that should be the case? Are you buying the argument that Crudy's presenting that this process could end up in the federal courts and delay new maps?
Yes.
You're buying it.
I know Mark Pocan kind of also did that right along with Crudy, but well, I don't care who it is. Whoever gets the message to Evers, yeah, that this is basically Lucy in the football, and this is, Brer Rabbit, don't throw me in the hot oil. I mean, this is, or whatever it was you got thrown into. Brer Rabbit.
Well, Tom, of
fall for this.
All
this
those that could possibly influence the outcome of Tony Evers' force of will, I think I am probably the right them to influence him. Don't you?
You're the vessel. You definitely are. Yes. You definitely have that largest microphone, so I'll go with that one.
You know, when I got a call from this described deep throat, this special source today, I felt like saying, you sure you got the right guy? You think somehow I'm going to influence the governor of the state of Wisconsin to do the right thing and veto these maps? He said, if not you, then who?
Well, that might not be such a good just because of your past relationship with him. I don't know if that's so good. But, no, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's about the people. The people right. calling up that number at 608-266-1212 and saying to Tony Evers, you know what? They are setting you up. You may be doing this in good faith. You may be doing this because you think you're savvy politically. It's not. This is a complete trick. And if they do this, they won't have the maps ready for November. There's no way. And if Tony Evers does not just push it to the courts, all they're going to say is Tony Evers did it. It's partisan because Evers, you know, even though he did what he did it and it was partisan. Hand it to the courts. Courts are supposed to be an unbiased group. Let the courts handle it. That's what I think.
Hey, Tom, sort of off track. What are you doing this Saturday about 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Because I'm going to be in L.A., man. You could come have lunch with me.
Oh, are you? Oh,
just briefly.
Yeah, let's,
I'm getting on a boat early Saturday night off the Catalina. But in the meantime, I got like 3 hours to kill.
Yeah, let me know. There's no football. So, you know, I'm probably not doing a whole lot of anything. So, yeah.
Well, outstanding. I'll look forward to your company this Saturday. I'll let you know, Tom. I think I got your number somewhere.
Hey, Tom, hang on real quick. I want to get your sense. A lot of storms coming over L.A., California last week or so. What was it like on the ground?
Yeah. Honestly, one thing that's nice is I live on the flats. So I don't live up on, you know, the mansion houses that are falling off cliffs. So that's probably a good thing. The weather is, you know, climate catastrophe. I don't call it climate change. I call it climate catastrophe because what happens is it comes all at once. You know, it dries up pretty fast here in California, but we still got more rain in, you know, 2 days than, I mean, it felt like you're drowning basically because there was so much rain. But then there's no rain, so you don't feel like, you know, you forget about it quickly. And I think that's kind of the way it is. Even in Wisconsin, you'll probably have a huge snowstorm. It'll be a blizzard, and then, you know, it'll melt pretty quickly, and then all of a sudden you'll forget about it, you know. And it's not like when we were younger where it felt like the snow was on the ground all winter long, and the winters felt long, long, long. It's just not like that anymore. So I just urge everybody, you know, to look at climate catastrophe and what's really going on, because I'll tell you one thing, it's colder here this year in California than it is sometimes in Wisconsin.
What a great year I picked to make a trip to Southern California.
Right. Thanks, Tom. Be well out on the left coast, man. It was what? It was over 40 and sunny here in Milwaukee today. I mean, it was a beautiful
day. Oh, it was 47 here. It was glorious.
Oh, what? Man.
One of the few human beings that I've gone out there in the world and partied with, L.A. Tom, man. I like seeing L.A. Tom. We partied with Tom a few different times, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. He's a gracious host. We always appreciate it, Tom. Appreciate it. 414-9-844.
Let's give out Tom's personal cell. What is that again?
Hey, Paulie, what's happening?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. That's a pretty compelling deal there for calling the governor. If they were to put into that map bill they sent to Tony, if they would have just said it goes into effect immediately, would have that been okay instead of delaying it until fall? Because
if my suspicions are accurate, Paul, and these aren't sprung of my own volition, these are, you know, deepest, darkest sort of insiders calling me and saying, here are our darkest fears. that this is really an effort to get this signed map. Even if Tony Evers signs it, this is really about an effort to get into the federal courts and actually block the implementation of the new redistricting. That is the underlying motive, at least I would allege.
Okay, well, I don't know. The Supreme Court, their original ruling was Tony and the legislative would set forth maps.
And if they do that, then effectively they've left themselves exposed because they didn't actually allow the implementation of the Wisconsin ruling to go into effect. So while the Wisconsin Supreme Court said this is a Wisconsin state constitutional matter, the contiguousness, the compactness of the districts, they're unconstitutional. It keeps you out of the federal courts. Very, very thoughtful, very strategic, perhaps on behalf of the liberal block, because they don't want the federal courts making decisions for our maps. We're done with the gerrymandering. So anyways, our fear, me and Deep Throats, and maybe Dom's, is that Wisco, if Tony signs this, there's not actually the implementation of the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling. And therefore, when you got an issue with the special election, that opens the channel to go straight to the federal courts.
That would not be cool. Okay.
Especially not if Diane Sykes caught that in the 7th. And they would certainly go shopping for the most advantageous district. They'd probably try to catch, you know, a Republican judge, if you know what I'm saying, Wisco.
Sykes would be the worst. Okay, well, I'm going to call the governor then. Thank you, Devils, and have a great night.
608-266-1212. That's Governor Tony Evers' number. My belief is you, all you fine people, should call the governor and tell him, veto these damn maps. Republicans are up to malfeasance, and they're trying to do an end around and get to the federal courts, block the implementation, and as a consequence, may block the opportunity for the Mark Elias Democrat-led efforts to also recast the congressional maps. So it's a lose-lose.
844-967-2789. We got a line here. Maggie Dawn Show. Hey, Maggie, welcome. What do you got for us?
Wow, big shot. Hi. Calling in from the front page of the newspaper.
It's been a busy week, but not nearly as busy for those Republican strategists. I couldn't agree with you guys more, and I have some inside information that that's exactly what is going on. They are waiting for Evers to sign the maps, and either the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty or the legislature themselves, the GOP wing, will file in federal court and claim that Evers' map is indeed unconstitutional. That is the game plan. Have that on some pretty high authority. It is basically about as bad faith as you could ever possibly imagine. And no one should be surprised here. Heard on some other radio show earlier this morning on a station that will remain nameless that Evers needs to sign the map and, oh, isn't this nice progress? But, of course, that's just total hogwash. This is all a strategic play by Robin Voss and the legislative Republicans.
And Maggie, don't you think the fact that they're, you know, Van Wongard, oh, you've knifed us, and Voss saying, oh, it's a victory for Evers. When they start talking like that, they protest too much, Maggie Dawn.
The oversell, Maggie.
Yeah, when you are overselling it that hard and saying that something's a win for Democrats, every Wisconsinite should get worried because it's just about cheating people out of their votes, and so it is again.
No, I can put you in this Reliant K car for a great price, Maggie Dawn. Maggie Dawn, thank you so much. Can't wait.
Great show today. Love listening.
Can't wait till you become the lead-in for the greatest radio show ever. February 26th, the Maggie Dawn Show, coming to a radio station near you. More Devils.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
This is going to be awesome.
And a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Time flies when you are having fun. It is our last segment. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Stick around. Busted Pencils coming up at 6.
Dom, we have been advocating for you, you our fine audience, to call Governor Tony Evers at 608-266-1212. Tell Tony, veto those damn Republican maps there. Up to no good. They're trying to do an end around, run us into the federal
courts. Well, veto your own,
man.
Don't fall for it, man. It's an end around. Tell him, Crudy. Tell him.
It's a trick. They're tricking you, Tony. Don't fall for
it. It's a trap. You ever watch Star Wars, man? It's a trap.
They're trying to beam you down in a red shirt, Tony. Don't do it.
No. Those are the ones that always end up staying on the planet.
844-9.
It's a trap.
844.
Hey, love you, man.
967-2789. We'll get to the phones momentarily. But, Dom, I want to bring your attention to GOP pollster Frank Luntz. Yeah. Last time I saw Luntz, he was in Des Moines, Iowa, a few weeks ago, January time frame. They have a little caucus down there. But anyways, here is what he said regarding the results in the special election last night. I don't know if you know, but the Democrat won in New York's third. GOP pollster Frank Luntz is speaking out about how Susie's win in his U.S. House district, which includes the areas of Queens and New York City and Nassau County, Long Island. And Luntz is warning fellow Republicans that they're in danger of losing their U.S. House majority in November. You think?
In a
post on Twitter, Luntz said, Democrats just flipped George Santos's number 3 New York third House seat. Tonight is a final wake-up call for the at-House GOP. If they ignore or attempt to explain away why they lost, they will lose in November as well. The issue agenda is on their side. Their congressional behavior is not. What? They've had chaos in the House? I hadn't noticed them. A little bit more, the GOP pollster also tweeted, however, don't mistake tonight's result in New York 3 as an endorsement of Biden. It isn't. It's rejection of the House Republicans' chaos. The New York 3rd District hates Biden's immigration policy and the crime wave in New York, but congressional Republicans gave voters nothing to vote for.
Nothing.
Well, one more. Attorney Jeffrey Evan Gold, known for his legal analysis on CNN, agreed with Luntz that Susie's victory, S-U-O-Z-Z-I's victory, isn't a good sign for House Republicans. How could it be? Gold tweeted, the district was +8 Biden, then the district was +7.5 Santos, and now it will end +8 to 10 Susie. Again, that's a 15 to 18 point swing in the district. A harbinger indeed for November, especially if the party pays close attention to how it happened. One more Twitter, Adam Goldberg, in response to Luntz's tweets, posted, at Frank Luntz, what if the issues and policies aren't on the GOP side? Ever considered that possibility, question mark?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it doesn't matter because it's all about, bending the knee to Trump. Trump is everything, everywhere, all the time.
Dom, there has been a request that I say the governor's number one more time, slower. 608 1-2-1-2. Give Tony a call. Say, Domicrute sent me. And you should veto these crappy Republican maps. They're a trick. Don't be tricked,
it's
Tony.
It's a trap.
It's a trap,
it's
Tony.
It's a trap. Crudy, not only, real quick, before we get to the phones, 844-967-2789, a raw story reporting a Republican, another Republican, Mark Green from Tennessee. He's in charge of the Homeland Security Committee. Apparently, he is going to spend more time with the family.
Also retiring. So another many retirements.
So many retirements. A lot of turnover in the Republican Party. One could almost say that Republican Party is a disarray.
844-967-2789. Tom, any big Valentine's plans?
My mother-in-law is coming over for dinner tonight. You know, we moved into the condo, so it's been, you know, downsized. Now the kids are gone, empty nesters and all
so
that.
So is this your first foray into having guests over?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's, people swung by or whatever, but no, first time having anyone over for dinner. Yes. I've only been, I feel like I'm sleeping in an Airbnb, man. You know, I've only been there like 3 nights. So I'm still like trying to get my feet, get used to a schedule. Where's my robe? Where's my stuff? So that'll be, that'll be fun, man. I love my mother-in-law. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I've known you for years. You mostly walk around naked and, you know, a romantic dinner for three. What could be better?
I do. Steph and I never really, never, ever, ever in all the years we've been together, we kind of mock the Valentine's thing. You know, we make fun of it. We don't engage.
How
I mean, I totally get it, because
that's why you don't get the salted almond fudge.
Every day is like Valentine's Day.
Is that what it is? You're quite the Don Juan.
What are you going on tonight?
Well, I'm not inviting my mother-in-law over. I can tell you that for sure. See,
I didn't really invite. I was told, but I'm just saying, you know, that's how it works over at my place. But what do you got going on?
Hopefully some sort of nice dinner. I may have to, you know, be the one cooking it, but hopefully a nice dinner. And then I did offer my wife a back rub, a massage, if you will. You know, it's my only skill. Rubbing other people's
really?
Backs.
I've never got a back rub from you, man. You give foot rubs? Want to rub my feet?
Well, you know, foot rub kind of means something.
I love Pulp Fiction.
Give another man's wife a foot rub. Might get you thrown off a balcony, Bob.
I got my touchdown and everything.
844-967-2789. Mike from Racine, you might get the last word today. What is it?
Hello, Mike.
Hey, I got a question about for calling in for Evers.
Yes.
Why not just basically tell him to wait till, instead of signing it right now, wait a few months, and that way they don't have time to take it to the courts?
Well, the map would actually... the bill would become law unless Tony vetoes it. There's like a 10-day period. The governor can either sign it or it just sort of becomes law through his failure to veto. So I like your thinking, Mike, but I don't know if that'd get her done. We're done.
Thanks for the call, Mike. That's it. We're done.
On to romantic dinners for three. Early onset type 2 diabetes in my case. A lot of fudge to eat tonight,
You better save me some, man. Put some
a romantic dinner of salty almond fudge. What more would I need? Thank you all for listening to what some describe as the most romantic, sexiest, and greatest radio show ever. The Valentine's Day edition. Stick around. Busted Pencils is next. Educated Educators Talking Education. Then the Nightlife. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Happy Valentine's. Valentine's Day. Thanks for listening.
Sure?
Feed all the map sievers.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
On Wednesday, the empowering duo behind Educators Amplify join us again to talk shop. Schools.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well. and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Kansas City police just gave an update on today's shooting after the Chiefs' big Super Bowl victory parade, where at least one person